Welcome back. It's the Mark and Brian radio program. Blues Traveler back in the room. And dig this now. The boys
Snippy.
Are going to be...
Snippy the casualty.
That'd be us. That's us.
We're just talking about getting a vasectomy.
We're East Coasters. We missed this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it on the... Well, Mark got a vasectomy on the air after his third child. And
did you scream?
Party.
Can we get some more volume on his, Tim?
I know. They're always zapping me.
Actually, it was so much less than I had dreaded that it would be. It was like a really quick, very easy procedure. It was finished and done.
Of course, we were both on tequila.
A little pinch.
Well, we began the show from my house, and we each had about 6 shots of tequila before.
That can
we
make you bleed more, though.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, alcohol can make you start really bleeding.
Didn't notice it. Didn't care.
Did you get a tattoo while you were down there?
You probably got some other things.
Like 2 eyeballs. That would be really creepy, you know?
Have to deal with that doc tattooing. Mm. The guys are going to be on
the eyebrow
stage.
Baton.
There we go.
The guys are going to be on stage tomorrow night at the Greek Theater. 7 p.m. is showtime. For tickets information, you call 213-480-3232.
That song we were just playing off of the bumper hook, I would say most people don't know what that's about. And it's about a hook of a song. If you read the words, if you love that song, open up the little booklet you get with the CD and read the words. They're ingenious. Well, and they're humorous.
We got a kick out of that one being big on radio, for sure.
Yeah. I was really just psyched to rip off Paco Bell's Cannon in any way I could.
Well, what was the inspiration for that?
My brother always told me I put too many words in songs.
Uh-huh.
And so I did a song where the first 2 verses were like the normal pacing like that most people do, and then the 3rd verse was mine.
Mm.
And that's kind of what I did. Mm. And it sounded a lot like that when I wrote it. It sounded a lot like that Police song... What's that police song?
Every breath you take, or
no? Something about the sun.
Oh, invisible sun?
Maybe. I don't remember. A friend of mine told me that it sounded a lot like that, but you know, you get with these guys, and it all sounds different.
Yeah, I Love Your Brother comes up. You know what, John?
What?
Too many words in your songs.
Yeah.
It's like that Mozart, that scene in Mozart.
Too many notes.
No, the worst brutal honesty I ever got from my family was from him, actually. He said, you know that guy in Fame who's all sensitive? That song sounds like he wrote it.
Oh,
whoa!
Man.
No, but it was true. It was about the space shuttle, which I got through high school with that song. It was so damn
sensitive. That was how he graduated high school.
Yeah, like, I didn't do any work, but I sang a sensitive song on the guitar, and like, oh.
First song you ever wrote?
First song I ever wrote.
How old were you, and do you remember any of it?
Yes, I do remember it. I think I actually ripped it off from the 50s, to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, Hummingbird, Have You Heard, those 3 little words she said to me. Isn't that an actual song?
It sounds like it should be.
I know a good one. Hey, Chan, all right, drone on the sort of diminished minor kind of chord. Just go, bung. Way, way off in the land of the lame, there lived, I guess it's in 3/4, 6/8. Right, there you go. Way. Off in the land of the lame, there lived an old man without any name. Something like that, I don't know.
Makes you want a beer. Hanging out in the pub.
Those are early music.
Yeah. I got beat up a lot when I was a kid.
Dale, you're on the air.
Dale!
Hey, Dale.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Mark and Brian, who to you?
Who to you, man?
Say hey, Chan.
Yeah, what's Chan?
Hi, what am I, chopped liver?
What's that?
Oh, Dale, just go ahead.
Come on in, Dale. What's up, man?
Who was your influence to take up the harmonica?
Jimi Hendrix.
No, come on.
No, well, I mean, the Blues Brothers, and then I heard that Dan Aykroyd sounded like Paul Butterfield, and I got a Butterfield album. He was playing a lot of, like, Elmore James songs, so I got into Elmore James, and I started getting into blues guitars, and that led me to Jimi Hendrix, and that's when I knew I wanted to be a musician. So I'm trying to sound like Hendrix, only on harmonica.
The other day we read, this is a couple of days ago, calendar section of the LA Times came out with the readers' poll. Several thousand readers wrote in their top 10 favorite albums. So they compiled the list, and they came out with the top 100 albums.
Nice.
Of the top 10, I think 7 of them were Beatles albums.
Wow. Yes, Beatles big influence.
Number 1 was Sgt. Pepper.
Cool.
That makes sense.
I used to always listen to Beatles albums in my sister's room, stuff like that.
And I think the great thing about Beatles is adults and little children can all get down to Beatles.
Yes,
right.
That's what's
now, meaning. If you guys were going to go on the trip to the moon, you're never coming back, you can only take 5 albums or 3. What are they?
The informative one that tells me how to get back down.
The 5-part series.
Informative one.
Get that with me.
That
way I know if
that
I
is a good album, man. It shreds.
The informative one.
So you want to fly a spaceship home.
So you want to build a spaceship out of dust.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in the mood to listen to records if I was standing on the moon. I'd be like, yeah, great. Music, great. Get me home. Air.
I want to be home.
I want air.
Let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt, you're on the air, bud.
Hey, Mark and Brian.
Hey, Matt.
What's happening, guys?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Say hi to Chan. What is he, dung?
Hey.
Say hi to Chan.
John.
He came on. No, I'm John, but Chan, my friend here, has come here with a guitar. He's up early in the morning. Why don't you say hello to him?
Oh, how you doing?
Hi, how's it going, Matt?
He's missing his wife.
Yeah, now I've screwed up your relationship. You and Chan will never be very close now because I've made it awkward.
Matt, I still respect you, and I look forward to meeting you someday.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, guys, can you do me a favor?
Anything at all.
Now it's guys.
Can you guys play me a song? You know the song, The Mountains Win Again?
Wow, it's awfully early in the morning, but...
Oh, man.
Well, what do you think, Chan?
We could give that one a whirl. It's easy for me. I don't have to sing
Yeah, right.
It.
I was just thinking, why am I asking you
it's
if
it's a piece
it's
okay. of cake for me. Just as long as we have the early morning... It's early morning clause.
I think I can do it.
Swallow it back. There you go.
Good one.
It's like another buck.
That one had calories.
Tastes pretty good going back down. Okay, all right. We'll do this for you, Matt.
To skip out my guitar solo.
But
right into
Matt, just do me a favor. Is he still there?
Yeah, Matt, go ahead.
Okay, what's that?
Just don't ever say I don't do nothing for you.
Oh, man. All righty.
Okay, it's a deal.